Thank you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Thank you for that wonderful outing. Amen. You may have your seat, please. For our scripture reading, it is Matthew chapter 21, verse 1 to 11. Media, I hope we are saved. All right, thank you. Matthew chapter 21. We shall be reading the first 11 verses. Shall we all rise on our feet, please, as we read the word of God? Now when they drew near Jerusalem, Brother Ben, let me reduce the days, please. And when they drew near Jerusalem and came to Bethpage at the Mount of Olives, then Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, go into the village opposite you, and immediately you will see a donkey tied and a colt with her. Loose them and bring them to me. And if anyone says anything to you, you shall say, the Lord has need of them. And immediately he will send them. All this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet, saying, tell the daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming to you, lowly and sitting on a donkey, a colt, the foal of a donkey. So the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them. They brought the donkey and the colt, laid their clothes on them, and set him on them. And a very great multitude spread their clothes on the road. Others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. Then the multitude went before, and those who followed cried out, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. And when he had come into Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, who is this? So the multitude said, this is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth of Galilee. Father, thank you because the entrance of your word gives light and understanding. The hour has come for you to speak to us again. I surrender in all totality to you. Empty me of every bit of self. Make me tool in your hand this moment. That which you are out to say to your children, speak it expressly in the language they will understand. Every man, every woman, every boy, every girl under the influence of my voice, I receive a touch of your word this morning. And we shall leave your presence blessed and with bountiful testimony. Take the lead even now, O God. Every distraction from the pit of hell that will remove or make us not to be able to receive of you that which you have ordained for us, before they operate, we give them quick notice in the name of Jesus Christ. We ask, O God, that we saturate this auditorium with the unction of your anointing. Take over now and glorify yourself. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Let me hear a better amen.
Amen.
Let me hear a better amen.
Amen.
Let me hear one more amen.
Amen.
I've not asked you to sit down. You know I'm the referee now. You follow me. The Lord will have me say to someone this morning, there is a triumph waiting for you. You didn't hear me, you will have said a better amen. I said there is a victory that has been packaged waiting to be delivered into your hand. And Jehovah, we give it to you today in the name of Jesus Christ. There is a package of blessing the Lord has prepared for you. As you Allah, amen. Take possession in the name of Jesus Christ. Every seeming darkness that has overwhelmed your life, that the devil has positioned, change you of your favor and your blessing. As you Allah, amen, this morning, the Lord release to your life in the name of Jesus Christ. The miracle of the triumphant entry will catch up with you today. As the Lord enters triumphantly into Jerusalem, so he will enter triumphantly into your homes in the name of Jesus. Triumphantly into your business in the name of Jesus. Triumphantly into your office in the name of Jesus. Triumphantly into your vocation in the name of Jesus. Triumphantly into that your class in the name of Jesus. Thank you, our Father. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Now you can sit down. I can see everything turning around.
Turning around. Turning around for my good.
I can see
everything turning around. Turning around. Turning around for my good.
Thank you. Intermittently, you'll be singing that song for me. The topic we're considering this morning is when the Lord triumphs over your situations. When the Lord triumphs over your situation. In 1986, in 1986, the former Olu of Warri, His Royal Majesty Ginuwa II, died. And in 1987, a new Olu was coronated. Then I was living in my village called Japa. And there was a need to select 22 young men who will be part of the boat regalia as part of the activities that will mark the coronation of the new Olu of Warri in 1987. And the rule may not, some of us may not understand the terrain, but I think if you ask mommy, Professor Arubayi, Professor Mrs. Arubayi, she will tell you. The distance from Japa to Big Warri is about the distance from here to Benin City. The boat has to be prepared in Japa, well decorated. And Uncle Chaplin happened to be one of the 22 youths that were selected to row our canoe from Japa to Big Warri. Took us 2 days. We had to sleep over on the way. But there was no dull moment throughout the journey. Because of the level of joy and excitement that was in us, looking forward to the coronation of the Olu of Warri. Back there, we respect our king a lot. We honor them a lot. But now where I'm going in this story. On the D-Day, that was my first time of seeing Awolowo face for the first time. He died 6 days after. On the D-Day, community in the Shekiri land has to be represented by one bush. Every community must have a bush. So all the communities line up their bush. We have to be rowing all through the river. The Queen of England sent a boat to represent the Britain during the coronation. It was a wonderful scene to behold. Again, that's how we are putting the story. We were going back and forth on the sea, waiting for the arrival of the boat that will bring the Olu designates. So we row our boat to one end of the river and we come back again on both sides of the sea. We're full of men and women catching a glimpse of the celebration. And so this was on. We kept paddling, not knowing where the boat that will convey the Olu will come from. And so we'll be going, get to the end and come back again, all the boats just like that. And suddenly, at about 10 a.m., we saw a unique boat. Remember I said, all the boats were fully decorated with all kinds of decoration, all kinds of flag. Every boat has our own unique attire. Again, that's how we are going in the story. At about 10 o'clock in the morning, suddenly we saw one boat that was different from every other boat. This boat, everything about the boat was red all through. Those who were rowing the boat were red, covered with red head to toe. The color of the boat, red. All the flags on the boat, red. Everything in the boat, red. So you don't need anybody to tell you that that is the boat conveying the Olu designates. And the moment that boat came in, every other boat was struggling to ensure that they follow the Olu to enter into Big Worry. That boat came and passed every other boat out in front. I remember about three boats outside, right in the river, because of the euphoria of wanting to be the first to follow the Olu. And we struggled our way through. Water was entering our boat, some vessels were being. And eventually we landed at the seashore of Big Worry. Now, this is where I'm going to. Upon the arrival of the boat that was conveying the Olu designate, at shore, right for jetty, onto where the Olu will be coronated, there was a red rug spread all through from the jetty to almost a distance of Campus 1. That rug, nobody must step on it, except the Olu. And suddenly, when that boat alighted, because according to tradition, nobody has ever seen the Olu. They have not gone to the great wall to bring in. So his highlighting on that morning was the first anybody will see the Olu. He's coming from where they call Idaiken. He has been hidden there. So that was the first time he will be brought. Suddenly, when the boat landed, it stayed for about 15 minutes. Everyone was anxious to see who the Olu designate is. And eventually, when this young man alighted from the boat, all red, it can better be imagined than experienced. The kind of noise I had that day, The kind of shout I had that day, I'm not sure I've ever had it. When he stepped out of the boat, and his leg must not touch ground. It has to be on the rug. So the rug was spread in such a way that it has to go through the jetty and enter the boat. And he eventually stepped out. His mouth covered. Not because of COVID-19, but because of culture. He will not open his mouth to say a word. He has a white, is it, what do they call it? Horse, thank you, God bless your mouth. Tail in his hand. And that was what he was waving to everybody. And you can see the kind of euphoria. Chiefs over 100 of them in their white attire. We are all surrounding him. And they were enthralling him down streets to the venue where the balloon was to be coronated. The rock! I don't know how they were able to. How that rock was constructed, I can't understand. That came from the boat on straight to the venue of the reception. There is no joining. It's one straight rock. I don't know the order. And so you look with him in front, partying before any other person will do that. And they were singing all kinds of dance troupe all over the Shekinah Nation. They were singing behind as he walked gently all through until he got to the venue of the coronation. As I watched that scene, I now begin to imagine what happened in Matthew chapter 21, verse 1 to 11 we read a while ago. Today, according to the church calendar, is called the Palm Sunday. This week is called the Holy Week, the most holy of all weeks of the year. This day, for the first time, Jesus will be entering into Jerusalem, not in the usual way of going quietly, not in the characteristic way of going with his disciples unannounced. This time around, as he was about to go into Jerusalem, he gave an order that there is a donkey that has been tied somewhere. That donkey should be brought to him. The donkey was having a colt, a younger one. Jesus said, both the donkey and the young shaft should be brought to him. And when this donkey was brought, I don't know how the crowd were invited or put together. I am not aware. Jesus never tell us that there was a pre-arrangement or a pre-announcement prior to that day. But the moment Jesus got the colt and the donkey stripped this, the disciples pulled their clothes, spread on the donkey. They carried Jesus and put him on the donkey. And Jesus was riding on the donkey. The disciples following. Suddenly, out of nowhere, crowds started to gather. They started gathering from all sides. Who taught them to shout Hosanna? I do not know. But suddenly, Jesus says, the crowd started with a loud ovation. Hosanna! That is the thing that comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Ladies and gentlemen, that is what we are into this morning. Over 2,000 years ago, Jesus, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the triumphant God, the God that is not mutable, that cannot be restricted, he entered into Jerusalem with a great ovation Heaven was celebrating in. Heaven was enrolling in. There was possession of the land. Signaling. They are the King of Kings. And the Lord of Lords. I have good news for somebody this morning. The Lord is entering into somebody's life triumphantly. And because Jesus is entering into that hope, every power that is not of him, every authority that is not of him, in the dome, they will all give way in the name of Jesus. The joy that brought Jesus into Jerusalem on that full day was not the normal thing, it was an unusual joy. That joy will enter into somebody's home today in the name of Jesus. I said that joy will enter into your home today in the name of Jesus. Three things I'll submit, and I'll be true with this message. When the Lord triumphs over that your situation, what is he expecting you to do? Three things. As I see in the passage. Number one, when the Lord triumphs over your situation, you must grant him access. You must do what? Come on, help me preach. Grant him access. Verse 3 of Matthew 21. Media, please. Give me verse 3. Verse 3, Matthew chapter 21. Thank you. And if anyone says anything to you, you shall say, the Lord has need of them. And immediately, he will send them. Ladies and gentlemen, that donkey and the colt remains a mystery till today. How did Jesus know that there was a donkey and there was a colt that was tied somewhere? Ladies and gentlemen, I did a little bit of research. In keeping donkeys, those who keep donkeys, they don't tie donkeys. Donkeys are not tied in a place where they are kept. The donkey is a quiet and humble animal that once it is kept in a place, it lies there until the owner gives instruction to the donkey to move. The donkey remains where it is. One began to wonder, why was this donkey Jesus sent the disciples to pick up? Why was it tied? Who told Jesus that the donkey was tied? By the way, who were the owners of this donkey? Jesus said, when you get there, if anyone asks you, why are you untying the donkey? Tell him, the master, the Lord, has need of them. Ladies and gentlemen, the donkey that was tied is an illustration of the bondage Satan kept humanity right from the day of creation. He came to that garden and he told Adam and Eve, did God said, you should not eat of the fruit of this garden? Right from that day, the dominion, the authority God gave to man at creation was subverted. It was stolen from man. It was taken from man. Prior to that day, the kind of convivial relationship that existed between God and Adam and Eve
was unequal, unrivaled, unimaginable. Because scripture tells us that God will come in the cool of the evening to visit Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. He will soothe their pain, ask them, how was your day? I hope everything went well. Ladies and gentlemen, there were no Fulani X-Men inside that garden. Adam and Eve were enjoying themselves. If they ask questions, they will write them down. When God comes in the evening, we will ask him. What a wonderful relationship. If they add Eddie's organ, I guess my small Eddie can go say the Eddie is gone. How about that? That God the Almighty will come and be visiting man. Wonderful relationship. The devil knew this. He came and broke that relationship. And right from that day, man was put under subjectivity. We were subjected to the whims and caprices of the powers of darkness. Devil started manipulating man the way he likes. He started shortchanging us and making life miserable for man. But on the day of the triumphant entry, Jesus said, "Loose the donkey, bring it to me." And on that day, the bondage that held humanity down was released. Hallelujah. The rope of restriction, manipulation, suppression, powers of witches and wizards, demonic assault that kept us subjected to his whims and caprices was destroyed that day. The Bible says the donkey was loosed. I speak with the voice of prophecy this morning. If there be any rope that is holding you bound, if there be any way you may have been tied down, that you can't make progress, you can't be what God has ordained you to be in life by reason of the triumphant entry, receive your freedom in the name of Jesus. Receive your freedom in the name of Jesus. Jesus said, as you go to lose it, if any man asks you why, tell him the Lord has need of it. The one who is your maker has a final say about your life. It doesn't matter what the devil is saying, the Lord has a final say over your life. You didn't hear that? I say he has a final say over your life. His plan for you, the devil can never thwart. Your destination, you will get there in the name of Jesus Christ. Because Jesus triumphed, you will triumph in the name of Jesus Christ. The people Jesus was saying, if they say who sent you, tell them the Lord has need of it. That was the devil himself. Because the devil will not want us to be released. He wants to keep us under perpetual servitude. He wants us to be restricted. He wants to dictate the pace for us. We are like people who have been kidnapped, who are subject to the manipulation of the powers of darkness. But I have good news for us this morning. And that good news is that when the devil will ask you, why are you losing this man? You will tell him the Lord has need of it. When the devil comes and he says you can't go, you will tell him the Lord has need of it. When the devil says you can't carry your child, you will say the Lord has need of it. When the devil says you will die in this sickness, you will say to him, the Lord has need of it. When the devil says you can't make progress in life, you are going to struggle from hand to mouth, you will say to him, the Lord has need of it. When the Lord speaks, no man can challenge him. I speak with the words of prophecy this morning. On this Palm Sunday, receive your triumph in the name of Jesus. Receive your victory in the name of Jesus. Receive your freedom in the name of Jesus. Receive your breakthrough in the name of Jesus. Receive your success in the name of Jesus. Receive your fruitfulness in the name of Jesus. Receive your promotion in the name of Jesus. Receive your certificate in the name of Jesus. Thank you, my Father. In the name of Jesus Christ. But when the Lord has triumphed for you, grant him access. When they got there, nobody will challenge Jesus. when they came, they saw the disciples untying the donkey. The people that they come and came, say, Who be that? And the disciples stood and looked at them and said, Yes, now we. What did they do? Say, we want to lose the donkey. Say, for what? Now we get them. I bought the donkey. On the guy in the Garden of Eden, I bought him away from the hand of God. I took delivery of him because he decided to obey me and refused to obey God. I took possession of him. You can't take him. And the disciple, I hear them say, the Lord has need of it. The Lord has need of it. The psalmist say, lift up your head, all you gates, that the King of Glory may come in. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord mighty in battle, the Lord of hosts. When the Lord has spoken, no man can challenge it. When the Lord says yes, no man can say no. Help is on your side this morning. Victory is on your side this morning. As you holler, amen. Receive your deliverance in the name of Jesus Christ. Receive your deliverance in the name of Jesus Christ. Receive your deliverance in the name of Jesus Christ. When God has opened the door, no man can close it. That's why Revelation chapter 3 verse 8 says, when God opens the door, he removes the hinges. You are having direct access today. Access to your blessing. Access to your breakthrough. Access to your victory. Access to your success. If I pray for you, you can't sit down and be saying amen. I say receive access this morning. Receive access this morning. Access to your victory. Access to your success. Access to your breakthrough. In the name of Jesus Christ. Have your feet. Guess what? When that donkey was released that day, you can imagine how the donkey will be gallivanting. Someone who has been under rope, not 1 year, not 2 years, not 3 years, not 4 years, not 5 years. That day, the donkey was released. I can see the donkey say, now me be this. I can move freely now. I can move freely now. No rope is holding me again. The Lord of God, I pray for you. Every rope the enemy has used to rescue you, as you utter amen, that rope cast fire in the name of Jesus. That rope cast fire in the name of Jesus. Somebody shout back fire. I say, Allah, fire. In the name of Jesus Christ. Have your seat. When the Lord triumphs over your life, over your situation, he passes. Number two, when the Lord triumphs over your situation, you need to give him your faithful service. You need to give him your faithful service. Ladies and gentlemen, the disciples have been with Jesus for 3.5 years. What happened that day has never happened. That day, having brought the donkey to Jesus, nobody told Peter, I don't know who told them, that they need to pull their shirt and spit on top of the donkey. That this master of all master, this king of all kings, this lord of all lords, deserve a mightier way of worship. That day, the disciples did not see Jesus as rabbi. They didn't see him as a teacher. Pastor, they saw him as a king. They saw him as a king. And they emptied themselves. They loaded the donkey. They carried Jesus. They put him on it. They said to themselves, if I don't wear shirts today, it doesn't matter. If I don't wear shirts today, it doesn't matter. I need to serve this King of Kings.
need to worship this word of God. I need to come into his presence. And I gave him access. Jesus sat on top of those clothes. They were worshiping him. I hear them saying, all hail the power of Jesus' name. Let it be the you faithfully serve him, you will see his power at work in your life in the name of Jesus. As you faithfully serve him, you will see the manifestation of his authority in the name of Jesus. As you faithfully serve him, he will show forth his glory in your life in the name of Jesus. As you faithfully serve him, you will not miss your reward in the name of Jesus Christ. Have your seat. Finally, when the Lord triumphs over your situation, not only should you grant him access, not only should you give him faithful service, you need to give him true worship. What do I call it? I can't hear you. Help me. How do I say what? True worship. Scripture says the crowd gathered. On that day, they were not gathering for miracle. They were not gathering for teaching. They were gathered to worship. And they say, Hosanna, blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest.
Your mouth, my music director. There are some unique words in scriptures that are not earthly but heavenly. The word hallelujah is heavenly. The word Hosanna is heavenly. It is an heavenly language. So when you sing Hosanna, you are connecting with heaven. You are taking delivery of your miracle. Every word that has been upon you, as you shout and sing Hosanna, those words, they are giving way out of your life. Every suppression and oppression, as you sing Hosanna, they are giving way from your life. May it be so for you in the name of Jesus. I said, may it be so for you in the name of Jesus. Have your seat. I'm closing shortly. Have your seat. Now, when the people sang Hosanna, there was confusion in the city. There was confusion. The people were confused. What was going on? What is happening? There
was a steady commotion in the entire city of Jerusalem. The kings and the queen, who said we are in charge, we are in authority, all of them went into silence. That was why they were looking for him. When Pilate saw him, he asked him, the king of the Jews? Now you can celebrate, so? Are you the person? We have never heard about you. There was commotion in the land because they sang Hosanna. Ladies and gentlemen, as you sing Hosanna this morning, every kingdom of darkness, powers of evil that is warring against your life, your Hosanna will confuse them in the name of Jesus. I say your Hosanna will confuse them in the name of Jesus. Don't worry, we'll sing it again, we'll sing it again. Just calm down, calm down, calm down. But they rushed, they cried out, sang Hosanna, and they heralded Jesus victory to the city of Jerusalem. I see victory in somebody's house this morning. That person who brought palm and dropped it at the gate, can I see that palm? Bring the palm, bring the palm. Bring that palm front that was kept there. I saw it this morning. Is it still there? Is it still there? Bring it for me. I see victory entering into your house this morning. As you sing this Hosanna, I say, I see victory entering into your house. I see victory entering into your house. I see success entering into your house. I see healing entering into your house. I see solution entering into your house. If you believe in prayer, so we shout the letter Amen. God bless you. They carry palm like this. We have an axiom in my place. Abemuru Kose Kishiroba, okay? Those who do not have shed to put on ground, they pluck leaves and they put it on the floor. So that the donkey Jesus was riding on will walk on top of that palm front, on top of clothes, to celebrate his glorious entrance into Jerusalem. Ladies and gentlemen, you will catch up with your miracle today. That miracle, you are going to celebrate it. The Lord is not a man that he should lie. If he make a promise, he keeps it to the very end. What you are going to do now is this. The choir will be singing Hosanna. And as they sing that Hosanna, I just want you to run to this your own altar. Touch the altar, touch your chest, and go back to your seat. Contact your miracle, and you will go home and celebrate that miracle. Come on, give me that song now. Hosanna!
Hosanna! Hosanna! Hosanna! Hosanna! Hosanna! Hosanna!
Hold on!
And the Bible says, in the battle of the warrior, there is a confused noise. You are going to shout and make a noise in his presence. Come on, go ahead and begin to shout and make a noise. 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 Stretch your two hands towards the altar as I close. The Lord entered into Jerusalem triumphantly. He conquered death and Satan. As you shout amen, you are triumphing over the evil one in the name of Jesus. You are conquering every evil tendency in the name of Jesus. Every power that tends to hold you bound, you are overcome them in the name of Jesus. Every power that tends to steal your joy, you have conquered that power in the name of Jesus. Men will join you in thanksgiving. You will have reasons to appreciate God. I place the seal of heaven upon every declaration we have made today. I declare them into physical manifestation for your celebration. In the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, in the name of God the Holy Spirit, let me hear your amen 7 times. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. Congratulations. It is done. We want to celebrate God's faithfulness now. This is the last Sunday of the month of March. All those who are celebrants of the month of March, just go back, dance to the altar with your substance. All those who were born in the month of March, all those who got married in the month of March, all those who graduated in the month of March, all those who got admission in the month of March, all those whose children got married in the month of March, all those who want to seek a miracle of the month of March, it is time for you to come and appreciate God. So go backward, dance to the altar here, and tell God thank you. This is the hour.
Hallelujah. Usi umonya batuno. Rabo rabo tora. Oh, yeah! Oh, yeah! Oh, yeah!
scripture of Psalm 121, where the Lord leads you to say amen, you should shout amen. I'll lift up my eyes to the hills, from where comes my help. My help comes from the Lord, who made the heaven and the earth. He will not allow your feet to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shield at your right hand. The sun will not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in, from this time forth and even forevermore. Let me hear you thunderous amen. Kijo e more fire nura badi
Oye kori wa e nura se Oda se kule nura wopo 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 Oda se kule nura wopo
I release the divine blessing upon you today. Because you have done this, the Lord says, in blessing, He will bless you. Because you have come to acknowledge Him, you will have reasons to celebrate His faithfulness. It will be your shield at your right hand. All the decree and prophecies will be based on the word of God, they will work in your favor. About this time next year, you will have many more reasons to celebrate. Doors that were closed have been opened for you. Walk into your realm of victory. Be a celebrity all the days of your life. Cover every one of you with the blood of Jesus. It is well with you. The name of God the Father, the name of God the Son, and in the name of God the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Thank you. It is time for us, please have your seat for a moment. It is time for us to appreciate God by supporting our brother Endurance. Is it Endurance Monday? Pastor, Endurance Monday. He buried Mama 2 weeks ago, I think last week. So we want to join in saying thank you to God Almighty for the success of that burial and to encourage our brother who is one of us. Where is Brother Endurance? Is he here now? Where are you? Okay. And the brother they come to. Alright, go back. Okay, come first, come. And Saju, Ejiro Gene, Oya, come. Owedo, welcome. But I'm not happy last Sunday. See, after your mama bear, you disappear, you don't come to church. Because they do in-law greeting. We they find you for here, we don't see you. Make people operate here. Make people see you every time here. We thank God for the success of that burial. The Lord will continue to watch over your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Over to you, man. Maybe when I give out a microphone, I will go here with you talk. Take. Talk on again, make the church here.
On behalf of our Savior Chapel, we have this little token to give to you. We ask that God will bless it in Jesus' name.
Amen. All right. Thank you. Vice Chairman of Council, God bless you.
Now go back to us. Every one of us will dance forward. Color group, how can I give us colors? Dance forward. Anything when you get to take support our brother, you go call club man for the boss. Oh yeah.
Our God, Agidiba, he changed it now. Wonderful maker, omnipotent God. Yes, our God, Agidiba, he changed it now. Wonderful maker, omnipotent God.
Thank you. Now we are closing shortly, but let me emphasize this. On Friday, somebody's on Friday. I didn't hear you. I said on Friday.